I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, September 18. Coming up, Finance Minister says farmers now have the technology to produce high-quality crops. Delegation from UK Parliament in Jamaica for one-week visit. And IMF commends Bank of Jamaica for foreign exchange tool. The news in detail after the break.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw says Jamaican farmers now have the technology to produce high-quality crops that can supply both local and international markets. Speaking at the Schwalenberg Greenhouse Cluster and Water Harvesting Project in Rioja St. Anne recently, Minister Shaw said he was impressed with the quality of the produce coming out of the greenhouses, noting that the agriculture sector has the ability to boost Jamaica's economy. Mr. Shaw is encouraging farmers to capitalize on the opportunities that are now available to them through the various linkages.
We are looking at 50,000 square feet of agricultural production in controlled scientific conditions that are guaranteed to increase your productivity levels. As long as a hurricane doesn't come, if it's just ordinary rain, no problem.
The Schwalenberg Greenhouse Cluster and Water Harvesting Project falls under the Rural Economic Development Initiative READY, with funding support from the World Bank. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has commended the Bank of Jamaica on the implementation of its foreign exchange intervention and trading tool introduced earlier this year. The resource, dubbed BFixit, is a tool for the sale and purchase of foreign exchange by the bank to and from market intermediaries, authorized dealers and cambios. Head of the IMF mission team to Jamaica, Dr. Uma Ramakrishnan, says the tool has contributed to the stability of the exchange rate in recent months.
The team commends the Bank of Jamaica for the successful introduction of the BOJ FX intervention and trading tool in June, creating a transparent and market-based exchange rate price discovery mechanism.
Under the BOJ foreign exchange intervention and trading tool, the BOJ will pre-announce up to 4 weeks ahead the quantity of foreign exchange it intends to sell to the market. This announcement will be made each Wednesday. All authorized dealers and eligible cambios will then be invited to submit bids to purchase foreign exchange from the Bank of Jamaica at specified exchange rates. The Ministry of Health has donated $4 million towards the construction of a permanent facility to house homeless persons in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. Through a partnership involving the Jamaica Public Service Company with a contribution of $1.1 million, the St. Catherine Municipal Corporation, and the National Health Fund, the facility will cater to homeless persons currently living at the Spanish Town Hospital, as well as those on the streets.
This initiative is part of a wider policy framework to support those individuals, but others too, who have chronic ailments, people with strokes, and who have side effects that causes them not to be mobile and therefore need critical support. And the consequences of that are reflected in the hospital system, where we have in Spanish Town, for example, currently, the latest data I've seen, 26 patients who, frankly speaking, should really be in a home, in their own home or in their family's home, being taken care of.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. He was speaking on September 15 at a groundbreaking ceremony for the facility at the Spanish Town Infirmary. And a four-member delegation from the UK Parliament is in Jamaica for a one-week visit. The delegation includes three members of Parliament and a member of the House of Lords. Head of the delegation and member of Parliament for Kettering, England, Philip Hollabone, says the group is looking forward to meeting with Jamaican parliamentarians and representatives from agencies outside Parliament.
Well, one of the strong points about Jamaica is that you have a fully functioning democracy with a parliamentary system. And that's very, very encouraging for the future. And as parliamentarians from the UK, we want to see how you do things here. And maybe we can learn and take some of those lessons back to the UK.
Mr. Hollabone was speaking with JIS News during a tour of the Randolph Lopez School of Hope on Monday. The delegation leaves Jamaica Friday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.